Welcome to Talaterra, a podcast about freelance educators working in natural resource fields and environmental education. Who are these educators? What do they do? Join me, and let's find out together. This is your host, Tanya Marion. A lack of environmental education opportunities in our daughter's elementary school. Through work I was doing with scientific journals and museum publications. An internship with an organic farm through school. These are only a few of the responses I received to the question, "How did you start working in the field of informal education?" I included this question in the survey I used in the early days of the freelance project. As a regular listener of this podcast, you know that the objective of this project, whose formal title is The Freelance Condition and Lifelong Learning in Communities, is about freelance professionals who, through the work they do in their communities, facilitate connections between people and nature. What the responses I just shared and other survey responses reveal is that some of the freelance educators were motivated to enter the field of informal education by something that needed to be fixed. Some were motivated by something they were doing at work or school. Others stumbled into the field. In the words of one survey respondent, "I was asked by my sister to help her child's scout group." Some respondents indicated they made a conscious decision to work in informal learning environments. One person said, "I wanted some income and to continue in environmental education." Other independent professionals completing the survey entered the field after the occurrence of a life event, such as retirement, the elimination of a job because of budget cuts, or because of a reduced workload. For example, one individual shared, "My teaching position was downgraded from a full-time to a half-time position. This allowed me the time to explore and tinker with educating the public in a non-traditional sense." Others were introduced to the field through a school-related experience, an internship, a learning experience, or a project. I suspect that if you're listening to this episode, you are no stranger to working in informal learning environments, and no stranger to doing so as an independent professional. So tell me, how did you get your start? I invite you to share your story, and while you could share your story with me by email, what might be more fun is to share your story in person. Today, May 15, 2020, I'm hosting a conversation with freelance environmental educators. This conversation aligns with the theme for May inside Talaterra Co-Work, which is freelancing in EE, EE being environmental education. This session will be hosted by Talaterra Co-Work. What is Talaterra Co-Work, you might be wondering? It is a co-working space for independent professionals working in environmental education, natural resource fields, and nature and heritage interpretation. Are you an independent professional working in these fields? Then consider joining the conversation and meeting new colleagues. Our gathering promises to be an engaging event, as both co-working members and non-members will be in attendance. We hope to see you there and to learn more about you and your story. You will find more information about this event in the show notes. Please note that registration will close at 2:30 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for your time today. See you next week. Talaterra is a podcast for and about independent educators working in natural resource fields and environmental education. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with friends and colleagues. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Tanya Marion.